North Korea is planning to send an orchestra to South Korea for the Winter Olympic Games that start next month. The 140-member group will be part of a North Korean delegation that also includes athletes, artists, cheerleaders, and news reporters. There's been a breakthrough between the two rival countries since they started holding talks earlier this month. But it was just last year that North Korea was threatening to strike South Korea, as well as the U.S., an ally of South Korea. And America was threatening North Korea as well. So the U.S. territory of Guam, the state of Hawaii, and other parts of the U.S., which could be possible targets of the communist country, have been making preparations to defend themselves. One of them, an emergency missile alert system in Hawaii, mistakenly sent out a warning on Saturday to everyone in the state. To be clear, no missile was actually launched. There was no threat. But the false alarm terrified many residents of the 50th U.S. state because of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea, and because Hawaii is located between the two mainland countries.
The U.S. Pacific Command has detected a missile threat to Hawaii.
At 8:07, the warning message went out on television, on radio, and via text message saying, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek shelter. This is not a drill. State Representative Matt Lopresti's family was enjoying a relaxed Saturday morning. Suddenly, they were worrying about nuclear annihilation. The family gathered in the bathroom and began praying.
We all just got in the tub. We were waiting for a flash, and I was going to cover the kids with my body.
What are your children saying to you?
While my 8-year-old was praying, she stopped and she looked at me and said, Daddy, are we at war? And I had to say yes. And she just looked at me and said, why? And all I could do was hug her.
Panic ensued. Students ran for cover on campus. For 38 minutes, citizens had no idea the message was sent by mistake.
Inside Diamond Head Crater in this bunker is where the state warning point is. This is where the mistake originated. An officer brought the wrong template up on the computer, and then the computer asked whether or not you want to send out the message. And someone clicked yes.
It all happened during what was supposed to be a routine drill. The officer who sent the erroneous message to the public has been reassigned during an investigation. Retired Army Major General Vern Miyagi is the head of the team.
What would you like to say to those who are angry, who were terrified, whose children were afraid?
From my side, I just want to say I apologize for this. It should not have happened. We're taking steps to fix it so it never happens again.
So why did it take so long to send the false alarm message? Well, that message hadn't been created.
One thing that we've done is that there's a cancellation button right now. That if we trigger this again, a false alarm, there's a button right there that will cancel it immediately.
In the months leading up to the mistake, Hawaii had become the first state in the nation to test its attack alert sirens. It hadn't done so since the end of the Cold War. The red-hot rhetoric between America and North Korea certainly played a role in the renewed effort to prepare the public. The false alarm, though, officials say, was never part of that plan.
The biggest problem now, Sarah, is that are people going to believe the system next time?